Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you're the Baltimore Ravens, you don't get beat up often, especially at M&T Bank Stadium. Yesterday, the Ravens did exactly that at M&T Bank, losing 44-10 to the Houston Texans. So, you're not very familiar with it, Coach Harbaugh, but do you have a plan on how to respond?
When people look back and say, hey, when things were the toughest, when things looked the worst, when we were at our lowest point, how did you handle it? How will you be remembered for how you handle it? And I'm looking for, you know, people to come out fighting and give their best, you know, in those kind of situations. That's what you have to do. When you do that, you come out the other end.
Now, I said it before to you, Mike. I'll say it again. I heard from several people. You kind of confirmed it, that Harbaugh's body language on the sidelines wasn't the best. So I hope his response is different than what we saw in his body language.
He said exactly what he was supposed to say. Just coaches speak. You know, let's see how we handle this. We're at rock bottom. Let's come out and fight. I mean, what are you going to say? I mean, you already admitted, hey, we got the piece smacked out of us. We got crushed. You said that right at the beginning, and then he goes into his spiel. You can pretty much predict what coaches are going to say most of the time. You know that they have to say certain things, and they have to have a certain format, and he followed the format.
John Harbaugh talked about the yesterday executing the fundamentals of the game.
I think fundamental football is the most quickly fixable thing. And I expect to see us play fundamentally sound football. You know, I don't think we did that all the time today. It wasn't egregiously bad. But, I mean, this run defense is just, it's not okay. You know, and that's not something that should happen. So we haven't fixed that really all year yet. That's the number one thing that's got to start. We can't be letting them get the yards you're getting on first down. You can't play behind the sticks the whole game on both sides of the ball. And that's been pretty much a theme throughout the course of the whole season so far.
Here's my problem, Ed. We're talking about not executing the fundamentals of the game in week five.
Mm-hmm. I know. And it's it's fundamentals of the game. You know, I assume you're talking about tackling.
Yes.
Things like that. Okay, I don't get why that still isn't cleaned up. But the other thing that's gotten me is these stupid, stupid mental errors. You know, I can accept a guy with a personal foul, you know, helmet to helmet.
Like an effort play?
An effort play. I can't tolerate these stupid mental errors of like what Likely did. You know, you're turning toward the line when you know you're not supposed to. I mean, you know, guys, priest that movement, illegal formation over. It's like delay of game, two in a row. Let's not forget that one. Two in a row. It's like, how do you do these things? And this is what I'm talking. This is, like you say, this is week five.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
It's too late for that. Honestly, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, lots of fans, well, some fans would stay after the game chanting to get rid of John Harbaugh, at least booing him. But most fans want to get rid of Zach Orr. This is how Harbaugh commented on that.
Yeah, you try to do the most productive things, and I do not think that that's the answer. You know, so we got to go to work is what we need to do. We need to stick together is what we need to do. And we need to find out find ourselves, you know, and it has to do with coaches and players together.
To give up 41 points in the loss in week one, to give up 38 points in the loss in week three, to give up 37 points in the loss in week four, they gave up 44 points in the loss in week five. Yeah, Jeremy, that's not the productive thing to do.
Yeah, but they held three of those teams under 40. I mean, there's got to be some sort of – look, this is where I actually want to throw this to Mike about the situation here because, like, is it – is Harbaugh blindly defending Zach Orr, or do you think this is the smart thing to do? Because there might be some validity to what he's saying, but it always feels like he's defended his coaches until he was forced to do something.
Yeah, but I mean, he went against that with Monken last week.
That's my point.
And came out and jumped him. The thing is, it's hard to get rid of a coordinator in a week and then have a quick turnaround. You know, because you got a guy who wants to come in and maybe they hire somebody on staff. Maybe it's Pagano.
Rex Ryan said he'd do it.
But it's hard to do that in a week and then try to adjust on the fly. But the bye week, that's the time. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do it, that's the time, or mid-season, that's the time to do it. So keep an eye on that situation.
Yeah, you better keep an eye on it. Kyle Van Noy stepped to the podium again. He talked about a lack of effort not being the issue.
Yeah, I don't ever think effort is a issue. I'm going to piggyback off. I know it's not a lame answer, but like, it's fundamentals. Like, we got to get off blocks. We got to tackle. I know people don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. That's what you got to do better. In our positions, you know, you got young guys. They got to grow up fast.
Yeah. Young guys who have to grow up fast. Again, we're talking about this in week five.
Somebody asked the question, and I honestly don't know the answer to it yet. Is Malachi Starks good?
He can play.
Have we seen enough of him to sit here and say? Because again, like the defense is horrendous, and you're not pinning it on one person or anything like that. But you know, one of the things that I was bringing up is you had five first round picks in your secondary, and granted, a lot of injuries, but I haven't seen a lot yet.
No, there's not a lot there to even talk about. We said this about Nate Wiggins last year. Yeah. He's going to be a good player, but Starks is another one of those. He's going to be a good player, but.
But can I go back to what Kyle Van Noy said? He said you got young players that need to grow up quickly. This team was in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago at home. Last year, they lost in a heartbreak in a playoff loss. Where's the veteran leadership that now, once again, in week five, you're telling you got young kids? Shouldn't they know that from training camp? Doesn't veteran leadership set that standard in training camp?
They're sitting on the bench to hurt. And when you miss those guys, like a bunch of them at the same time, it's very hard. Like the defensive line have penetration at times, but where are the linebackers? I mean, you got Teddy Buchanan, Trenton Simpson. There's no fear there. When you talk to teams about coming here and playing the Ravens, there's no fear anymore. They don't fear this defense. They don't fear anything about it because they don't get after people. They don't knock out people. It's gone. And somehow they have to rebuild that. They've talked about it. But there's one thing to talk it, and then you got to walk it. And they haven't been able to walk it yet.
410-583-1057 is the number. You just heard Mike Preston. You'll hear from him again at 7:30. As he gives you his report card, but on the other side, offensive, defensive players of the game, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday morning quarterback. Offensive, defensive players of the game, and I hate to say this, man. I can't be a homer on this one. I don't know of a Raven that deserves either of these. I don't.
I mean, I think you can just stop with defense and say anybody that's on Houston's side. Pick one of them.
So, can I do this? Can I do this, Joe? I'm a punt.
Yeah. God, he's punting on second down.
I'm going to punt because I got nothing. I mean, if you want me to reach, I'll say Zay Flowers, offensive player of the game for the Baltimore Ravens. If you want me to reach, I say Teddy Buchanan. He had 15 tackles.
Zay's the one guy that I think you can point to.
That's like, it.
That's it.
I don't think you can do anything else. I mean, well, I'm not going to keep going on and on, but you just this is one of those games where you would honestly want to bury it. I've had losses as a college basketball coach, Mike. When we had the actual VHS film to watch.
I remember those.
I remember literally taking the team, going out back, getting a shovel, and burying the tape. We ain't watching it. We're never going to go look back on this again.
Sometimes you have to do that.
And literally having a funeral for that game and burying that tape.
Yeah.
I don't. If you're the Baltimore Ravens, Ed, what do you gain by watching this game again?
I don't know. Unless you just looked at, you know, you'd watch it to see what myriad of mistakes were made, and try to correct what's going on. That's the only reason I can see why. You have to look at it. How was Xavier Hutchinson so wide open on that little pass at the goal line? There was nobody near him. It was a simple little boom. Little flare.
Yeah.
Nobody there. He walked into the end zone. Like, how is it possible that no one had him?
If you made the defense rewatch this game, I think Harbaugh is going to have to come over and make sure CJ Stroud's not under their bed. Like, it's that scary thing. You're watching it going, please don't let him do it again. Everybody was wide open. Like,
everybody.
Okay. Can I suggest
show me the contested catch.
He said it would not benefit us, profit us to fire our defensive coordinator right now. If he watches that film with the team, the players may say something different, Mike. Yeah.
Could happen.
You better bury that film.
You know, no, you need to get rid of it. Or maybe you're using just say, this is why we're so bad.
This is why. And then go through it and look at all the mistakes and see if anyone's not thrown up when they're watching the film. But this was a bad game. And yeah, Rob, I agree. Sometimes, man, you just need to say, okay, we moved on. All right, we don't want to look at this anymore. Mm-hmm. We moved on and treat it that way.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday morning quarterback. Man, this guy been waiting all night to get on right now. What do you want, Rashawn?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning to y'all too, man. You know? tough loss, man. You can't put that all on Cooper Rush, though. You know, they should have let the guy throw more than 20 times,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he might have thrown six interceptions.
Like give him another week or so to, for him to mesh with this offense and everything. Hopefully, you know, things look better. But
how on earth could you watch it and say probably, if he threw more, they'd be better off? He threw the ball to the other team many damn times.
That's true, but listen, they must in practice only let Derrick Henry run the ball. They must ain't go over no passing plays, man. Like they must ain't even,
because it's impossible to believe that Cooper Rush isn't good.
Him to like pass the ball, man. But listen,
20% of his completions went to the other team.
Yeah. I know y'all. Listen, it is what it is. But listen, I know Cooper Rush probably thinking like, damn, I should have stayed with the Cowboys. You know, yeah. I came with the Ravens for expectations of playing in the Super Bowl, and now look, the Ravens might not even make the playoffs. And look what the Cowboys are doing.
And if he would have stayed with the Cowboys, he wouldn't have to worry about making it to the Super Bowl because he's probably not even going to make it to the playoffs anyway.
I mean, we can put some money on that. But, you know, the Cowboys, look at the schedule coming up, man, honestly, for the Cowboys. I ain't trying to talk about the Cowboys this morning. I know everybody mourning, you know, the Ravens lost.
You ain't trying, but you're doing it.
The Cowboys were two-point favorites at the only team that hasn't won a game yet this year. And you think
you say look at last week then?
Because they stink too. I'm not sitting here telling you that the Jets are good. They stink. Cowboys stink.
But listen, I mean, okay, we'll see as the season goes on though. But real quick about the Texans though, man. Like I see they try to run a score up on us because they was embarrassed what we did to them at home on Christmas. We blew them out in front of Beyonce, their home crowd, blew them off the field. So that was their payback, I guess. But that game, you know, we didn't have Lamar, all our players and everything. So you can't put too much on that, though. The Texans not going nowhere. Everybody knows that. So, I mean, that was the best they're going to look this season against us. So that's all I got to say, fellas.
You got two us's here. Us the Cowboys, us the Raiders. You confuse me, Rashawn. Seriously. You know, it's like Rashawn, that dude, when he's in a fight, he's on both sides. who's ever winning? Brian and Orange Mills. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, bro. When I come at him, he'll see stars for real. They won't be Cowboys, Rashard. Ask Q when I catch you out of pocket. But anyway, let me get to my business. First of all, good morning to you guys.
Morning,
man. Let me just say this, man. Please bring in Rex Ryan. I've been saying this for a long time. We have no identity, man. I mean, I don't want to hear about the young guys, this and that and other. Did you guys watch the Patriots last night? What Vrabel did with the Pats? Turned that team all the way around. Got them believing they can win, man. And they got it's just good coaching. It's just good coaching all around. You know what I mean? They made mistakes every now and then, but they're young. They're getting better with it. He just told those guys, settle down. We got this game. So, I mean, it's the coach, man. Harbaugh got to go. He's like, Ed, you don't like this because Harbaugh is like the real-life Inspector Clouseau, okay? And we all feel like the commissioner when his eye be twitching every time this guy is winning games and getting success, and he's an idiot. He's a mistake because he had guys that was helping him. He had a veteran team. He had Flacco playing his contract. Wow. Before that, he had Bray and those guys.
I'm actually liking this.
It's just a complete mess, man. I just feel like my eye twitching. I gotta go, man.
Oh, Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, look. There's two people on the Ravens. Two things about the Ravens that's not a good fit. Cooper Rush is one. You're not Lamar, so I'm not gonna give you a pass for not throwing. I'll live with Lamar doing what he do. But I ain't gonna live with you not throwing all the ball around because you can't make the plays like Lamar.
Are we blaming this loss on Cooper Rush?
44 points we gave up. 44 points.
They gave up 44 points.
I'm not blaming the loss on him. I'm just telling you my opinion that he's not good.
He's a backup quarterback.
I'm not blaming the loss on him.
Daryl, we can't find good 32 starters in the National Football League. So the fact that he's a backup, we know he's not good.
I can make my point. He's not good. He's not good. And I'm just saying, Ed's saying that, you know, Lamar should do what Cooper Rush did. I'm not. He's not Lamar. So I'm not going to give him them those same kind of props, because Lamar will make plays for me. Cooper Rush, you don't do that. So don't you need to do what you do and stop throwing interceptions.
I don't know what our expectations of Cooper Rush were going into the game.
I don't even know how you bring his name up. But Cooper Rush didn't put this team in this position. This is the most – anybody else that brings a Cooper Rush, I swear to you, hitting the dump button. This is so stupid. Cooper Rush. He's the reason. They gave up 44 points. They're on pace for 600 points allowed. Are you people kidding me?
Furthermore, I had zero expectations of him, so he didn't disappoint
me. He's a backup quarterback. He's supposed to hold down the fort.
He went 9-5 one season, I heard.
Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
All right.
All right. How are you, man?
I'm good. Happy Monday, guys.
Happy Monday.
As bad as the Ravens' defense is, can they even win with Lamar Jackson in the lineup? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day as well, and yes. They can. I'm not saying they will, but they definitely can.
They were 1-3 with him in the lineup. So yeah. It's hard. I mean, he almost has to play a perfect game for them to win. And that's a tough assignment for any quarterback. Uh-huh.
And not only that, but how many points do you need to score if you're going to allow 44?
Yeah.
And I mean, this is not the first game they've
45,
done this.
45, Ed.
I guess. I mean, it's just, people got to be realistic. I don't care what people, I don't hear Cooper Rush's name. I don't hear Lamar's name. This is not the offense. The defense gives up an astronomical number of points. And you can't win this way. They're like the Bengals, like, you know, in recent years.
They had 7 defensive backs dressed yesterday, 7 in total. That seems like such a low number to have for a game. Yeah. And it didn't matter. They could have got hurt. It didn't matter. Nobody was covered anyway.
Let's just look at the losses. 41 they gave up to the Bills, 38 to the Lions, 37 to the Chiefs, 44 to the Texans. How can you possibly blame the offense for this? The points allowed are astronomical. They just are.
Well, they were getting better. It was 41 to 38 to 37. This is the only.
There's the outlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
More fan reaction at 7:45, but on the other side, Mike Preston's report card, Monday morning quarterback. 7:33 in the a.m. time for Mike Preston's report card. Mike, you gave us a sneak peek to the quarterback a little bit earlier in the Ravens 44-10 loss. What do you give Cooper Rush?
Cooper Rush got a D. 14 of 20, 479 yards, but he threw 3 picks, had a rating of 58.1. But those 3 picks led to 1 touchdown and led to a field goal. So he gets a D.
What about running backs?
Running backs, I gave them a D. Derrick Henry, 15 carries, 33 yards. He averaged 2.2 yards a carry. I'm hoping they would do something with Keaton Mitchell. He had 3 yards for 8 carry with a 2.7 average. So they get a D.
Now, Mike, did the running backs get a D because of the grade that you're about to give the offensive line?
Yeah.
An F.
They got an F. I mean, I'm kind of tired of seeing them. You know, it's every week, you know, you just keep giving up.
I'm kind of tired of seeing you.
7 sacks. What was 7 sacks against Detroit?
What was that Humphrey Bogart that said, you annoy me?
Yes. 3 sacks and 8 hurries last week against Kansas City. And then you come out and I don't even know what the numbers are, but 207 yards of total offense. And Texans had the ball for 14 minutes more than the Ravens did. You get an F. Wide receivers, I'm giving them a C-. Flowers played well. DeAndre Hopkins came in, made 1 or 2 plays where it at least was involved in the offense. But that Bateman situation where he doesn't go hard for that pass with like 6 minutes left in the game, that bugs me because that's a lack of effort play. So they get a C-. Over on the defensive side, you know, they made some plays, penetration to get through, but they didn't make the tackles. They just didn't get it done, and the linebackers behind them, not very good. So D-line gets a D. Linebackers, they get an F. Mm. And the secondary, they get an F.
Special teams.
They have no clue to where they're doing. I've never given out an F minus before, but I'm thinking about that.
Ooh.
I might just give out
Damn.
A Z. I might just give out a Z.
A Z. That's the last letter.
He's gonna go to the Greek alphabet and go as far down as he can.
I mean, the worst part was, and then you guys can't see because it's on TV, but to see them in the red zone. Where those defensive backs have no clue to where they're going. And I'm like, you're getting ready to give up 7 points. Shouldn't you know where they're going? You got to watch film. You got to watch video.
And
give me something.
It felt like, too, whether it was 3rd and 12, 3rd and 3, 3rd and 6, that they were going to get it every single time. Like,
yeah.
I and even if they didn't and they decide to go for it on 4th down, they'll just get it there then. That's what it felt like the entire game.
Yeah, Tyler Loop, special teams. I gave them a C. Tyler Loop. He makes the one field goal, but that one he missed at half.
It was
right
huge.
Before the half, it was 55 yards. And I'm like, nope, no comeback today. They're finished. They're done.
Because look,
nothing.
I know people do this, Mike, but I stealing points before the half and having the ball, I think it's a nice little swing because
yep.
it's a way to
right.
make up ground.
That's how I went on Madden all the time.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, and that's what you do. That's a good way to get momentum and then come out second half and get the ball.
Even if it's a field goal, get some points before halftime and get the ball back.
Do something to build on something, to give the coaches something to build on. But nothing, they were flat. So at least they get a C. And the coaching staff, I gave an F.
Give them an F?
Yes.
Have you ever given a coaching staff an F, Mike? I don't.
No.
I've been reading your report card for over a decade. I don't.
No. This is the first time I ever gave an F. They had no energy. They had none. I mean, and I know you're playing. You got 8 guys out. 5 of them on the defensive side of the ball. But you have no energy on this team. You could see it on the sideline. You could see it with the coaches. The players had no energy. It's almost like they were saying, well, we know we're missing a lot of starters. We don't want to win today. And then you miss 9 tackles. Your defense is totally lost. And your offense does nothing. Give me some trick plays.
Yeah.
Give me some reverses.
Give me some desperation.
Yeah, just say, look, we're trying to manufacture some points
mm-hmm.
to give us nothing.
You know what's even odder about that? When you come in as a backup, every time any team I've been on, if you get put into a situation where you get a chance to play, you play your ass off to kind of show people you belong there.
Right.
This didn't happen. This looked like everybody was flat. Even the guys who were getting a shot at, you know, playing, starting, you know, in an NFL game.
Well, they looked defeated before the game started, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, they looked like they were defeated. And you're facing the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
You're not facing one of the best teams in the league, and you look like you were defeated from the beginning of the game. And your F for the coaching staff, my buddy Mark, he was at the game yesterday, and he texted me. John Harbaugh looked – I wish I could find the text. He was just texting about Harbaugh, how bad he looked. And he said, Harbaugh is checked out, move on now, watching from my seats. He has no energy. And this is what he texted at 2:06. So this wasn't even halftime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come here, Mike Preston, who doesn't give a lot of Fs in the first place, first time you give a coaching staff an F, it kind of matches what he's – and professional athletes and coaches have to understand they're in the customer service business. They
Correct.
Lose track of that.
Correct.
They lose track
Correct.
Of that.
Yeah.
What you give is what the fan base is going to receive. They're going to receive that. You can't give no energy and think the fan base is going to feel the energy, positive
mm-hmm.
energy. When you start moping around and look like you don't care, I'm paying over $100 for these seats. I've invested probably $500 a week at least in
that's
coming to your games.
At least.
When it comes to tailgate, buying stuff, the tickets, it's at least $500 a week. Don't let me have 4 tickets. That's a couple of grand that I'm investing. Why should I do? If I'm going to watch the game at a bar, I'm investing a couple of $100 a week too.
Mm-hmm.
Why should I do that when you don't care? You don't even look like you care. If you're going to lose 44-10, have a fit. Pitch a fit. Argue. Get in players' faces. Do something.
Got to fight.
Show me that you care so that I can care. Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't care, I don't care. You're in the customer service business, bro. You got to remember that. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's that morning's that I don't feel like coming in here. I can't give that energy to the people to listen. Well, he don't feel like talking. I don't feel like
absolutely
listening.
Not. Yes.
You know what I mean? You can't. You're in the customer service business.
Right. Yes, you sir. Mean to tell me you didn't feel like coming in here this morning?
No, not this morning. I would feel good this morning.
I couldn't wait to get in here to see Ed.
This morning was
same here, right back at you.
This morning was not one of those mornings. Game balls at 8:15, but on the other side, we want to hear from you. Fan reaction, 410-583-1057, right here, Monday Morning Quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
7:47 in the a.m., Monday Morning Quarterback. Let's get some of the phone calls. Let's go to Baltimore and get Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello.
Hello.
You know what?
No.
I'm glad them fans was booing John Harbaugh. We need to do more next week. You know why? That man don't have no effort. It's the same thing with a Monday. Yeah. I like what the coach is doing. Man, I feel bad for Zach Orr, man.
Why?
You know what? I don't even feel bad for Zach Orr. That's what they deserve. You know what? I hope the Rams put 60 up on us next week. Hello? You know what? That's what we deserve. And you know what?
No.
Shout out to D-Hop and Derrick Henry. We lost. They left their car. They went to their car, came back and signed autographs. Hello? That's why I don't like Marlon Humphrey. Hello? Like, come on, man. 9 years he been here. He ain't signed no autographs. See, although the Ravens losing, you still got people that love y'all, man.
They don't know customer service, Trippy. They don't know customer service, man.
You know what I mean? 1-5. Come on, bro. We might as well say we 1-5. It's no way we beating the Rams. And let me tell y'all something. Raven fans, stop rushing Lamar back. Because God forbid, if he come back with this trash offensive line, he get hurt before the bye, we're going to sit up here definitely be crying. You know what I mean? Let's just rock with Cooper Rush. And for that caller saying Cooper Rush, not Lamar Jackson, bro, I can't even say what I want to say, but duh.
Good.
Hello, duh. Like, come on, bro. That's why, like, I'm going to tell you, bro, fans is brainwashed. Because guess what? If we had to play three more games before the bye, Lamar wasn't playing, you know what fans would be crying for next? I want to see Snoop. I want to see Snoop. And then when Snoop don't do nothing, they're going to be crying for Lamar, man. This team was. And you know what? Somebody told me this last year, a former player. He said, Trippy, if we don't win the Super Bowl last year, the whole team going to be gone. He wasn't lying. And guess what? It's going to be the same thing next year. And I hope 44 get off. You know what? I'm done. Take off that podcast, boy.
Let's go to Rocky in Baltimore. What's up, Rocky?
Hey, fellas. How you doing, man? Hey,
well, you?
I'm listening to everybody talk, and I'm going to say, honest, I'm going to start off right now. I'm not a sports analyst. I'm a fan, and I'm mad, and I'm upset. Okay. And I don't like seeing what I see. But I got two questions, and I'm gonna let you go. If they do fire Zach Orr, what difference does that make with what they have? And two, if they fire Harbaugh at the end of the season, who do you get?
Okay, let me ask you this question, Rocky. That's because that's always the lamest question. Who did who was Dan Campbell when the Lions hired him?
I understand what you're saying.
Who was John? Who was John Harbaugh when the Ravens hired him?
Jason Garrett was the favorite to get the job.
So my point is, it ain't my job to figure out who. I know this is not working. And if Zach Orr doesn't make a difference on how the defense look, then coaching doesn't mean anything then.
Well, so why do teams fire their hitting coach and pitching coach? Is it going to fix the problems? Or all of a sudden somebody new going to come in and go, hey, you got to swing the bat when it's a strike and put the bat on the ball? Like, what do you think happens? These guys get fired not just because things aren't going right, but you're also trying to light a fire under everybody else and show them, like, hey, everyone ain't safe here.
And I think different from a hitting coach and pitching coach, and I agree with you on that, a defensive coordinator, in my opinion, has more impact on what a defense does than a hitting coach does on non-individuals who are coming to the plate.
Swing.
Exactly. Oh, and that whole who you going to hire, dude, it ain't my job.
I hate that.
You got a bunch of coaches in the National Football mm-hmm. League that are successful right now, Ed, that were nobodies before they got the
Absolutely.
Job.
Absolutely.
Dan Campbell. Come on, dude. Who was he?
Marcus.
I'm going to bite their ankles. Come on, dude. He's the corniest guy ever. But you know what? The Joker can coach.
Yeah.
He can coach. Yeah. So don't give me that who are you going to hire stuff.
I love when people do that with the whole who are you going to hire. Like, it. Literally, you could sit here and go over all these people that got hired and took off and weren't expecting it. And mm-hmm. and you can go from, we talk about coaching trees, whether you want to go back to the Packers and all the talent yeah. that was there. Under Mike Holmgren.
Yeah.
And then the same thing in Philly when Harbaugh was there with Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
By the way, that comes away from the Packers tree mm-hmm. and all these coaches. In Washington, we had four coaches there that became head coaches, and all of them were better than the head coach they had. So it's about opportunity. I'm not telling you all these guys succeed, yeah. but you don't know it. Like Mike McDaniel was my favorite offensive coordinator. I love the guy. Yeah. I don't think he's a good head coach.
Not.
Let's go to.
And I think Gamble's a great example because his first press conference, we could bite him in the kneecap.
You and I were like, this guy ain't going to work. He's going to make it.
This will be fun. But
you know, and those kind of guys, they do burn out quickly mm-hmm. because you get tired of that
the message. Yeah.
But. If you need that, it's a shot in the arm.
Yeah.
And they said that when Brian Billick became the head coach and who's going to replace him, he won a Super Bowl.
18 years later.
It's John Harbaugh.
Exactly.
He won a Super Bowl. That's the gamble you take. And this team has done a very good job of finding head coaches.
Let's go back where Ed was this weekend. North Carolina get Purple. What's up, Purple?
Hey, listen, guys. I hope y'all are doing well this morning, first of all, for the Purple. Listen, I'm an Abby fan. I travel with the team. People know who I am. They know my voice. The Kansas City last week and watched that debacle out there. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. So the problem is that Zach Orr is lacking on defense. If Harbaugh is new coaching, then he could come up and take the headset and say, hey, we're going to do this and this. Look at Bill Belichick. If when they have Pat Patricia, if he fails, he couldn't take the headset and call the defense or the other guys. Josh McDaniel on offense. He didn't he knew coaching. We got a guy, we have a special teams coach to be a head coach that does not know coaching. So
I'm tired of that excuse. The special team coach that no coaching. 18 years of being a head coach in football, he hadn't picked up on anything. Are you kidding me? So 18 years as a head coach, I don't care who he was when you hired him. He's been around the game, has seen the entire game for 18
been successful
years.
Successful at it. I mean,
don't
on.
Give me that. That's the that's crazy talk. He was a defensive. He was a special teams coach. So what? Look at you got a coach in Pittsburgh. Who was a defensive, was a secondary coach and the defensive coordinator, Mike Tomlin. But he had a great relationship with his quarterback. Oh, he doesn't know how to talk to his quarterback as a defensive guy? Man, stop that nonsense. It has nothing to do. He should have been picked up a lot of football over the years. Being a special team coach now, 18 years later, means nothing. Jay in Baltimore. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, Rob? Hey, I called in because, man, I heard you mention the customer service thing, and I think you nailed something with that. First of all, I live in Houston now, right?
Okay.
And I never come back for home games. I like going to road games. I like feeling like, the enemy in the stadium. Man, yesterday, it was embarrassing, man, because the thing is, like you said, the customer service, they act like they didn't care.
Yep.
And so me and my wife at halftime, we got up, to go to bathroom concessions. And as I'm looking at the screen, I see an interception being thrown. We never went back to our seats. And not only didn't we go back, I guarantee you 70% of the people left during halftime or right after halftime, going into the third quarter.
Absolutely.
I have never seen that in a Ravens game. I've gone to other people's stadiums. I've seen it. Well, maybe because I don't come to the home game. I've never seen that. It was embarrassing, man. Then I see, Texas, I'm glad I'm catching a later flight because I don't want to go back to Houston with these. I know they're going to act up. I don't have no words for it. It was just embarrassing, man. Y'all have a good day.
To be fair,
somebody would say, act like you've been there before. Well, they ain't never beat Baltimore in Baltimore, yeah. So live it up, I guess.
Yeah. I don't believe in act like I've been there before. I'm acting like I'll never do it again. I'm going to celebrate. I don't know if it's going to happen again. Act like you've been there before. If I hit a home run, I'm cartwheeling around the bases because that might be the last one I hit.
By the way, Vlad's grand slam was pretty Ooh. Cool with the bat flip and Ooh. The watch. How y'all bitches doing?
Did you see that? And he never looked back. He just followed the flight of the ball, whoop, up in the air. You know what's funny? How much people hated Joey Bats. Mm-hmm. Joey Bats did the same thing and was criticized.
Yeah.
Vlad Guerrero does it, and everybody thinks
it's
cool.
That's because
it was hateable.
After the game, Joey go, well, at least we hit the home run. His high-pitched voice. Jesus. No wonder Roughneck Odor knocked his ass out.
I just think we got
this. It's like, oh, my God.
That was a great right hand.
Messing around fine.
He had some training somewhere.
Yeah, he put his hips in it.
He did. He turned his hips and straightened his arm.
That was even training or hatred.
Well, yeah.
Hatred makes you do the two. Game balls at 8:15, but on the other side, Ed Norris, you're good. Mike Preston, you're bad. Jeremy Kahn.
Ugly.
Right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.